Tom Gordon in Woodburn, New York. And it seems to me lately that you're allowing a lot, the Republicans a lot more time on their rebuttal to the Saturday company message put out by the president. They just seem to go on and on and on, and somebody should check the times anyway. But they do. They seem like they're a lot longer than they should be, or as opposed to what the president's time is.
Hello, my name is Lolly Davidson. I'm calling from Saratoga Springs, New York. I just got back from the People's Climate March in New York City to urge the UN to take immediate action to stop global warming. And I was really disappointed this morning to hear NPR not only not covering it the next day, but regaling us with stupid stories like about how to shove cork up your nose. I'm not kidding. And about a photographer taking pictures of people's reaction to him taking his clothes off. Surely there are more important things to report, especially when the fate of the world hangs in the balance.
Hi, this is Miriam in New Paltz. I agree profoundly with Rosemary that Libby's impulsive name-calling isn't productive, but I disagree with Rosemary about the impact of people in the streets. For those who recall the 1982 nuclear freeze rally in Central Park, over a million people showed up, and this is credited with getting the world leaders who were a bit demented with their saber-rattling at the time to back off. And that contributed, in my opinion, perhaps, even to the shift in Eastern European politics and the world we have today.
Yes, this is Jay Dwight calling from Worthington, Massachusetts. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rosemary R. Mayo, for the voice of reason. The Mideast is a quagmire. We are responsible. Nothing good will come of it. I, too, question the timing of the attack on Syria. And thank you